Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, yeah, we love it. Matter of fact, my husband and I go every 6 months for checkups. I'm 72 and he's 69, and our blood work's good. And so the doctor asked me in January, what are you doing? Just like the commercial. And I told her Balance of Nature. I was telling her about the price and what it does. So my doctor said she was supposed to start ordering it too. So I just want to say thank you. And we're not liking it. We're loving it.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Socialism. Because standing in lines for flour and toilet paper will bring our nation closer together and tug at the heartstrings of equality. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
My name is Ray, and I escaped socialism in Cuba, windsurfing across the ocean for 10 hours. If socialism were that good, do you think all these people were re-escaping Cuba? Socialism ruins people's life. I can't believe there's Americans that want that for us here. This is the thing, socialism looks beautiful on a book. And it might taste even good in the first year or so when you're implementing it. But then things start rotting. This memory scored my brain. My mom breaking down furniture to make fire. We were destroying our own furniture to boil potatoes. In Cuba, eating a lobster is illegal. You go diving, you grab one lobster, you can get 6 years in jail. But the government gets them by boats, by tons. All the policemen in Cuba will live way better than us. All the government, not even mentioned that, way better. The elite, they live in a bubble. That's socialism for you.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show at your service today. Uncle Milty's with me. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
We have a special guest in this first couple of segments of the show. And I also wanted to share with you this little ditty. Let me listen close to this, because this was an interview here a year later, okay, in China. Listen to this lead epidemiologist in China. Now listen very carefully to what he has to say. This was on CBS News. Here you go. Here's the clip. Here you go.
It still isn't clear whether the Huanan market was the source of the virus, though outside experts believe it was a starting point for the outbreak.
Where Chinese officials took samples over a year ago.
And why has the data not been shared?
No, they didn't isolate the virus. That's the issue.
They didn't ever isolate the virus. That's how prevalent it is. They never isolated it. No one's isolated it. I just wanted to make sure people really heard that. The lead epidemiologist in China, 1 year later, after a year of all this, said, we've never isolated anything. No one's isolated anything. For a plague that has hit the world, you would think that that would have been the first thing that would have happened. But yet, a year later, still going on with this very, very politicized illness, if you want to call it that, and here we are. So I just wanted to make sure everybody had heard from China's epidemiologist that they've never isolated it, and that's the issue. Okay. I just want to make sure everybody heard that. So welcome to the show. Go to katedalyradio.com and you can get more on this and more on what COVID's really all about, and that is control. And we can also hear about how our country is being pummeled right now and the Constitution completely upended under what's going on right now under the regime. We've had a lot of regimes back to back, but I'm telling you that this regime is on steroids. And we talked about that earlier with Chris Ann Hall and all the bills that they're trying to pass in the name of social justice warrior that are really about control. So make sure you go get the podcast at katedalyradio.com. Our guest right now is Lily Ting Williams, who we've had on before. We had you on, Lily, a couple of years ago. We welcomed you to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Our country's not, but good to hear your voice again.
I know, you as well. You have such a compelling story. We have so many new listeners across the world, and I really want them to hear what you have to say about China and about your story, your relatives. Please do tell us your story.
Well, I was born and grew up in Mao's China. I went through his entire 10 years, Cultural Revolution. I was a young pioneer, Red Guard, communist youth member. I was indoctrinated for lots of years in the government schools. So the only day I start to question everything is the day when our supreme leader, Mao, died. He was my God. I could not believe he died. I was 12 years old.
Wow.
Of course, Mao's policies, communism in China continued a few years after that, before the economic reform. So I decided, you know, to kind of start ask a question to say, he's not God. He died. He's a human. Who lied to me? Who lied to my generation, the entire country people? Because we were chanting every day in school to say, long live Chiang Mai Mao, 10,000 years, another 10,000 years. How could he die, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why I decided to go to college, study law, looking for some truth, finding my answers. And I was 17 years old when I went to Shanghai to study law for my college degree.
Wow. Wow. Did you know how controlled it was growing up? Did you know how the media was, the level of propaganda it was? Were you aware growing up?
No. If you were born into communism, you had no idea because you were indoctrinated, propagandized every single day. Imagine you live in a so-called community free housing courtyard, row house, very primitive, with eight families, a share one bathroom, a big hole on the ground, and you have one water faucet, and not enough electricity, it was always dark, and then you all go to schools. Our whole area was like a concentration camp, like 6:30 in the morning, a big speaker will come on, so time to wake up, time to go to school, long live Chiang Mai Mao. Then da-da-da-da-da, the music come on. It's all red sounds. We even did not know what the beautiful music supposed to sounds like. So I have no choice. I just remember when I was, starving and my tummy was hurting, and I heard them saying, we should be grateful for what the party gave to us, what our leader gave to us, because the Taiwanese people were starving, the world people were suffering. We should be grateful. So I just thought, God, I was hungry too. Mm-hmm. You know, how could be worse off other people were? I mean, like we were living on food rationing coupons, and the family of five only got like 2.8 pounds of meat and eggs and all the proteins for a month.
Jeez.
You know, that's our life, right? But we're supposed to be grateful. So I have no idea what outside the world is like.
So their version of equality was making everybody poor. Whoops. I don't know what happened to her. I'm sure she'll call back. Her idea was, this is their idea.
Equality.
This is equality.
Down
at the bottom. Everybody's at the bottom. You get this much meat. You get this much water. You get this much everything. Are you there, Lily?
Yes, I am. I don't know what happened.
Me neither.
The Wi-Fi, but it's not so good.
So bizarre. It happens, though, usually on important phone calls. So this was their version of equality, everybody at the bottom.
Well, equally poor. But
yes.
That's where I start to ask questions and tell the young people today, when they feed you equality, justice, it's the equally poor. Believe me, we are not 1 or 2% of a ruling class. So they will divide people into 10 classes, mm-hmm. 5 red and 5 black. So you fight each other tooth and nail. You thought you were fighting for some kind of equality. And those people are so bad, the capitalists, the rightists, and they're so bad. So you want to hate them. But then what do we get? As a red class, I was a red child. My parents were literally working poor. At the bottom of the food chain, we were not even high enough to get the milk supplies. We had no milk growing up. Many of my neighbors who had higher positions inside of a state factory, oh, it was just killing me. I could not drink that milk. So I started to question all that. But I was looking, I was thinking in college, then I realized when they talked to me about what is law. I want to study law because I want to change my country from a rule of man to a rule of laws. But they told me that law is a tool for party, the one party in control, Communist Party of China, to control the masses. So I got lost again in college to say what I'm going to go now. Study now, because law is not what I thought for truly justice, to provide equal protection for the regular common folks like my parents and my relatives. So I got lost in college again. I had to go to, you know, happen. I think God made me to meet somebody who is from the United States. Mm. He told me about America. He told me in the 80s about, you know, the Declaration of Independence, our natural God-given right. That's when I realized, oh, here's this cool country. I could maybe flee China for that country someday to have a guaranteed individual right.
Jeez. And so something in you burned for freedom. Something in you recognized that there was something very, very truthful about God-given rights that you recognized. Even growing up in the system that you did, you realized that you were under this control, right? You couldn't jump, you couldn't get any higher up the food chain there. There was no ability. And it was very, very highly controlled. And did everyone that you knew feel this way too?
No, I feel very alone in China. Even including my relative today cannot understand me. I was born, my American husband told me, Lily, you were born American, you did not know it.
Wrong country,
and,
yeah.
right, yeah, it's just, I always thought, you know what, other people could treat me better. I'm not just a number. And my dad is that way. Thank God for my dad, who was born, like, basically, grew up as an illiterate child, never went to one day school because his parents both died in China, and he had to kind of protect himself, trying to find the food, got adopted by his uncle just to eat food, work on the farms. But he always fought against Communist Party bosses who treated him like an animal. He had so much dignity and pride as a human being. He would rather not to get promoted and not to get the food rationing coupons, and not to get salary increases, but for his own human dignity, he will fight them. That's why they're trying to get rid of him when he was earlier, like in 40s, to make him force him early retirement without adequate pay. Then my dad had to go study and go get his own business going in the 80s after the opening up to make some money to get our all fit. And they will not give him a license from the government. So he had to work illegally in the black market to make money. He taught me a lesson. My dad just had so much human dignity, no matter how poor, how illiterate he was. And I guess I'm lucky I was born with that.
Okay,
I would rather clean toilets instead of somebody treating me
right.
Like that.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to be right back. Lily Ting Williams is our guest. We'll be right back. What a story. My gosh. You've got to listen to what she has to say. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Kate Daly Show. I got Uncle Milty with me. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
And, of course, we've got Lily Tang Williams, who her story is so compelling. Can I just tell you, Lily is a great guest and a really great reminder of where she came from, what she dealt with under Mao, what happened to her family under Chinese rule and the Communist Party that's alive and well today still and infiltrating the United States like you can't believe. And I'm telling you, we need to jump to right now, Lily, because I think a lot of people are realizing how in bed this administration is with China, how in bed our legislators are with China, and how much China has infiltrated into America quietly, silently, and under the radar. I don't think we realize just how much has been given away. And it started with the Clintons. The Clintons were giving out the secrets for cash, tech secrets. But it really started with Kissinger in the 70s. But it really took a hold, and they really got an upper hand in the 90s with the Clintons. They pushed Monica out in front as sort of window dressing for a distraction. But it was actually the secrets being sold to China that was the issue going on in the back rooms. And what are we looking at now? Tell us a little bit about the Confucius Institute and a little bit about what's going on, what the end game with China is with America.
I think the Western world, including the United States, really were hopeful, think that China, after the economic reforms, the entering the World Trade Organization, maybe eventually they will become more and Western democracy kind of country, but they really fail to realize the true colors of a Communist Party. China is a one-party rule. Do they know all the leaders are not elected? They are appointed. And the Chinese Communist Party controls everything, including all the press, all the TVs, all the radio stations, all the major newspapers, all education. And the Chinese people are the ones who just got a little bit of free enterprise after economic reform. They unleashed that human spirit and created their own business and made China the second largest economy in the world. I will give credit to Chinese people, not the Communist Party. But ever since 2012, we have this new chairman of...
Whoops. It always happens. I swear to you, we can have guests, and the stories are so compelling, and this is when it happens. The phone lines
especially
do this.
When it involves someone from another country who escaped.
Oh, so true. Drives us nuts. Hi, Lily.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It happens. We were just talking about that. But please, please keep going. Talk about Confucius Institute that's been going for years and years.
Right. What happens is that when the new chairman comes into power, and his ideology, sometimes we call him the new Mao. His ideologies are very communist, and he actually wrote China back more. It's not like, oh, we continue to just open up, be more free market and mix the economy and make Chinese life better. Mm-hmm. That's not it. He actually wanted to have more control. So the Confucius Institute existed probably right before that, and they are funded by the Chinese Hanban, which is language agency funded under Ministry of Education, under the State Council. So all that is tied to Chinese one-party rule. They use the language and cultural exchange and teaching in the Western countries to indoctrinate the other countries' people about China's party agendas. And they will send you teachers, and there's lots of money involved, and they make a host organization to sign an agreement to say you have to comply with China laws. So it's lots of incentives for the lots of agencies and schools who need more money, more foreign students, and pay international tuition and take Chinese scholars and researchers and students come to the United States. But they have infiltrated into lots of Western countries, not just the United States. So thanks to actually former President Trump, he got educated on this, and he said by the end of last year, we're supposed to get rid of all Confucius Institutes in our schools. And Mark Rubio, also very aware of that, said that if you take Chinese government money, then your school should not take United States government money. You know, make your choice. Which laws you're going to comply to this school?
Right, right. I mean,
even private colleges. So right now, like I just heard recently, Biden's coming out. He got rid of Trump, all those previous executive orders, of course. And he's leaving the space open now to say, oh, if you take a Confucius Institute money, which is China's Communist Party money, and we you know, you still could get funding from the U.S. government and from taxpayers.
So we'll give
it's
you
like
benefits.
I'm really worried about that.
If we'll give you benefits if you take the Chinese money, if you take the Chinese courses. Uncle Milty has a question for you, too.
Yeah. Do you think that Eric Swalwell was duped, or that he really knew he was involved with a Chinese spy?
Well, I don't have evidence. I don't know. But my concern is that the Chinese government has lots of spies, not just like me. Look Chinese. They could look just like Eric or some other people. You know, they can be all kinds of people in all kinds of fields, including even maybe Harvard professor. They have this big funding to look for talents and look for potentially politicians could be compromised. If you have not watched this Chinese professor talking in Mandarin in this video was leaked, I think about a month ago, right after election, it was taken down by Chinese government. He was saying, why we cannot fix Trump? Because we don't have people on the top. But now Biden wins. We can always fix issue now because they said we used to fix everything when there is an issue with U.S.-China relationship. So it's very worrisome, very worrisome. I can show you that video. And another thing is that all the intelligence people should really investigate this, how many our politicians have ties to China. Sometimes their families have ties to China doing economical trade, have economical interest by making China business deals. And they also name our governors, which governor in which state is friendly toward China. So there's lots of issues. As Americans, we have to hold our elected politicians accountable. And what are they doing to advance American people, their you know, state's interest, or they are advancing their own economical special interest? It's like a Hunter Biden case. How come that was not investigated, was not covered by the main media? All Chinese know. We even had the science to say, big guy, 10%. But the American media will not cover that.
I'm sure she'll call right back. Amazing. Just to listen, I think, at her concerns, because coming from where she came from, I'm sure that, and just like the gentleman that we played in the very beginning, speaking to a city council, saying, I left on the boat to come here so I could get the freedom that I, where did it go? I'm in America. And she left for the American dream. And I'm sure that people that come over to this country are amazed when they get here and see us sliding down the same hill. And if on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you say we are right now, with 10 being communist control? Because I know our media has already been taken over. So many things have been taken over. I think our legislature has too, Lily. But what would you say as far as on a scale of 1 to 10, where are we actually at right now? And maybe we don't realize it as Americans.
I think we are like a 5 and 6, 7, somewhere there. That's why I'm worried to death about my new country. I was almost 24 years old when I left China. I have 3 children born in America. And how could they tell me now America is a systemic racist country, all the immigrants from the world want to come here to achieve American dream, and they're teaching our kids, indoctrinating even their parents, to say, if you are white, you are racist. In the name of social justice, they basically took tactics from the Cultural Revolution, from the Communist Party, to divide and conquer people. And I just don't believe that, because I have heard this before. I lived through that. I know how it can tear us apart as a country, as a family, as a community, because it creates hatred, guilt, mm-hmm. and also create this unbelievably divisiveness.
Yeah.
You know, I feel so sorry for our kids.
Yeah.
That, there are individual racist cases, of course. There always
But it's
will be.
Not, it's
our,
not the whole.
Our goal is to reduce that. Reduce mm-hmm. that. Have a conversation, reduce that, and teach you civics. Everybody is created mm-hmm. equal.
Well, they're trying to sell us on the fact that they're talking about it, but really what they're doing is creating it. And that's the difference. You know, they're not
the
just...
Here's the trick, though.
What's that?
That's how they did it in China. Say, when Chinese peasants, they were mm-hmm. content with their lives, and they were working on the land for the capitalist landlords. But when communists took over, this put hatred into those people's mind. So you got to dig into what bad things happened to you under this landlord, under this capitalist, mm-hmm. or factory owners. You have to dig. They have to create so much hatred into your brain so you will become a little justice warriors, right? Like
right.
Marxist warriors.
Right.
So you can fight against another side. Guess what? You know, the workers, the peasants who fought against another side, they all were hungry, starved to death, some of them, and some even become the prisoners, because when they realize, oh my God, that I have different opinion about this, then you go straight to jail. It's very dangerous for our country.
Yeah, it truly is. It's kind of like walking into a playground. You might have maybe a bully over here on a playground, and maybe he's giving another student a hard time, but you come onto the scene and you get all the kids riled up and you get all the kids angry at each other and you get them tattling on each other and you create sides and a war between the people and you conjure up this huge problem and then you try to get the kids to believe that they're going to solve it, but all you're doing is inviting control when you solve it. And so these people are very, very busy at getting us to hate each other, and it's seems to be working, and it's really pathetic.
Well, it's very sad, because this is like, can you imagine if you were me, you're watching the Cultural Revolution of China style is happening in this country?
I can't.
I'm terrified. Lots of immigrants like me are terrified. And the cancel culture, work class people, if you don't agree with them, you have to shut up.
Yeah.
You lose your Facebook account. You can even lose your bank account now. It's like a China social credit system
yes.
happening in this country.
We are going there. In fact, we mentioned that we're going to go to a break right now, but we mentioned that 5 years ago, and people thought we were crazy when we said that China's going to this social score. And everybody called us nuts, and now we're finally catching up to them, and they went public with it a year and a half ago, and here we are. Be right back with Lily Tang Williams. Be right back in her story.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Far across the sea, let us all swear allegiance to a land that's still. We raise up our voices.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I have a terrific guest, Lily Tang Williams. You can actually contact her. You can actually go to the Facebook page, Lily and the number 4, Liberty. Lily 4 Liberty. Just remember that. Lily for Liberty on Facebook and Twitter. And, Lily Tang Williams on Twitter. And you can get a hold of Lily. She speaks at events all over the place. And she tells her story. And it's eye-opening. Amazing. She's terrific. In fact, I'll get back to her in just a moment. Make sure you go over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is a terrific product. You're going to want this. You're going to want to order extra. And let me tell you, have as much of it as you can because it will store. It'll store well, and it's vitamins, minerals, nutrients that your body needs. And it's the most wonderful fruits and vegetables dehydrated down for you. 31 vegetables and fruits a day. So make sure that you're getting Balance of Nature into your system and help your immune system right now. Our body, our food supply has not done wonders for our immune system. And in fact, it's been hard to get nutrients out of the foods we actually eat. Make sure that you're getting Balance of Nature on top of what you're eating to fulfill all the nutrient needs for your body. Go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. Invite you to do that. Lily, what words of advice do you have for Americans right now?
Well, I think people have to realize we are the people in America, and we should control our destinies. We should not rely on politicians' empty promises or free stuff in order to then take away more freedoms and rights. And lots of people have been sleeping, not politically aware, informed. They just become super trusted in the government, in their elected officials, even in public health bureaucrats who did not lose one penny of income during the COVID shutdown.
Yep.
Look, our people make you stay home, cannot go to church, cannot go to school. You got to wear a mask outside and inside. I feel so sad to watch from my own eyes in my own state.
Right.
So we have to stand up. I know people are afraid and people are worried about their careers, their jobs, their business, their whatever you're worried about. But if you don't stand up now, if you don't speak up now, then they what class, Marxist, communist, will take over our country, our life? What happened to me can happen to you and everybody here.
Right.
We're not a 1% of political ruling class. Trust me on that. Even the people who are on another side, Democrats who voted for their Democrat candidates, you got to pressure them now because it's not American way. It's not good for our children. You got to stand up now. I don't care which party you belong to, who you voted for. This is the country in crisis. We need you to be a true patriot, to be that American I came here for. Give me liberty or give me death instead of give me free stuff.
Yeah, it's so true. In fact, our youth today think that they are being social justice warriors in some sort of movement for some sort of thing, and they don't even know that they're fighting against their own liberty. They don't even know.
They even don't know. They even don't know their liberty being chipped away.
Yeah.
They think, oh, that guy is bad. We should silence that guy. Oh, that guy is spreading misinformation. We should cancel his Facebook or Twitter account.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that's all this stuff? That's how this started in communist countries?
Yeah.
Is to by taking away people's free speech?
Yep.
Then they will come after you for your properties and for your whiteness now, for your born, what you were born with, what kind of family you were born into. And you could be criticized and public ashamed. Cancel culture is really out of control. All the classic liberals should stand up against that. We the conservatives, we are the majority of the country. If we all united, forming one force to say you cannot do this to us, to our citizens, then they have to stop. You just cannot trust their rhetorics anymore. Big corporation medias are in bed with big corporations and big government. So only us, little guys, regular Americans, middle class, have to speak up now, or you'll be too late.
Oh, it's a great message. I hope it hits home for a lot of people. I hope they realize, you know, I just hope they realize where we're headed and what they're actually fighting for. It's kind of amazing when I saw that people wanted this regime in power because they're not afraid to say what they wanted. And they were very outspoken about it. And there were people I know, good, decent people that were like cheering it on. And I thought, you're cheering your own demise. Who would have ever thought in America we would cheer our own demise?
Another thing I have to touch base.
Okay.
You cannot compromise on our Sixth Amendment. That's the number one huge, huge red flag. If you lose Sixth Amendment, if you're going to comply with government, turn over your guns, or let them ban you AR-15 or whatever, then I don't know what else that they cannot take away from you.
First and Second Amendment protect it all. I really appreciate you, Lily. You can get a hold of Lily at Lily4Liberty on Facebook. You can go ahead and touch base with her there. She does a lot of speaking all over the country. She's fantastic. And on Twitter, they can get a hold of you on your YouTube channel as well. Is that under Lily4Liberty as well?
My YouTube is Lily Tang Williams. So I just started to get active there. I even have a Chinese language channel now.
Good.
I'm doing this all full time every day. I'm trying to post. I'm trying to share information to educate the public, especially the young people in schools where they learn world history. The horror.
Whoops. Ah, oh, darn it. Lily is fantastic. And by the way, having her speak at a school, fantastic. If you are an educator, invite her to come and speak. Have her speak to your youth. This is probably her. Lily?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay. We were just saying that people should have you come and speak because at the schools, because if they're worth their salt and they're a principal and they're listening to the show right now, or they have anything to do with the scheduling of assemblies, this is who you want to come to the school right now. And so please, please show some courage and have somebody that goes up against this liberal ideology that we seem to be teaching in our schools, and have somebody like Lily or Lily herself come and speak.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, I'm wanting to go. I love young people because they remind me of my youth when I was indoctrinated, brainwashed daily, and I don't want that to happen to them.
I know. I know you care deeply, and that's why you're doing this every day. Thank you, Lily, so much for coming on. Really appreciate you.
Thank you. We keep fighting. And,
yes.
And have a good night.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you.
God bless.
She is in the middle of a Chinese New Year's party, and she's on the East Coast right now. We're so grateful she called in. And I'll tell you, her story is compelling because when you hear from somebody that came here to escape the exact direction we're going in, we don't have a place to go. We don't have a country to escape to.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, we don't.
And she's scared to death of losing it.
And I agree. Lily4Liberty on Facebook, the number 4. Lily4Liberty. Get a hold of her. Have her come speak. It's worth it. We need to do this kind of educating. We really, really do. You know, Israel was talking about the vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, you're going to be left behind. There's also rumors about bills on the table that are talking about extra taxation if you don't get vaccinated. They're really shoving that down our throats right now. And also, surprisingly, North Dakota wants to terminate masks. You know, I hope we see states lead out. My own state of Utah will not lead out. We're kind of Mitt Romney controlled here, and we think we're conservative, but we're not. We don't have really anybody with a whole lot of courage here. Maybe a few, but that's about it. And they're definitely not high up in the leadership game. And so they even talked today about speed over accuracy. They could just care less if the vaccination is accurate. They just could care less. They just want to get that shot in your arm for a reason. So think about why they're shoving it down your throat. But I also wanted to say that if you live in a state that's leading out, good for you. There's not going to be too many, but there will be a few. And I just can foresee a lot of people moving to states where they lead out and in freedom. And we still have the, what is it? I'm not going to say right, but states still have the ability to lead out and do not have to go hook, line, and sinker along with the feds. And if we could just learn that basic lesson right now.
Chris Ann Hall.
I know.
Get her book, Sovereign Duty. It explains why the states are sovereign.
Yeah, so true for a reason that our only hope, really, I don't have much hope for my own state, but I do for other states like South Dakota. I do for other states that have let out and that truly do want to continue to lead out on that front. Good for them. I mean, look at even Florida. I mean, even Florida, at least their governor is calling it out and saying, you know, hey, you don't. Now it's the businesses that are doing the masks,
that's
not
right.
The governor.
That's
right. And that's the problem we're having is we have so many people that are so idiotic about this whole thing after a year. Can you imagine we'd be here after a year? But after a year that I can play a clip like the China epidemiologist saying we've never isolated the virus. Nobody has in the world. And they don't even want to listen. They just put their hands over their ears and la, 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 and go on with their Nazi control of other people. And so my plea is that we can get through to people. That's my plea. Get through, educate, tell people, show people what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like. I don't know what else to do. I don't know.
You know, we have to, like it or not, we have to spend our money where it's most useful. And big corporations are going after Chinese money, not ours.
Yeah, you're right.
We need to spend our money with people who want our money, not Chinese money.
We need to shore up local businesses.
Yes.
We need to help and support them because honestly, the competing with the COVID dollars that comes out of our pocketbook, it's still destroying us and we don't realize it. Another $1.5 trillion going for pet stuff and Native American housing and Obama subsidies and just all kinds of just different things that absolutely, I mean, billions upon billions upon billions of dollars to keep the schools open, to reopen all the way until 2028.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, makes zero sense. And when I see like Israel say, oh, the unvaccinated will be left behind, government should have no control over vaccinations. They should have no control over what goes in your body. No control whatsoever. Body autonomy is part of your liberty. And these governments that seek to control in something that's not even a threat. Last time we checked, it was 1.5% of America even tested positive under the very loose test positives, under the 90% false test positives, 1.5%. What are you afraid of?
It doesn't even classify as a disease.
Yeah. And honestly, the reason I bring this up is because this is the first thing we have to tackle. We have a bunch of lemmings out there who aren't thinking for themselves, who are running and cowering in fear at every turn. We've got to get through to these people or we can just kiss America goodbye because all the other stuff isn't even going to matter if we can't even get through to people on the obvious.
Yep.
So please, please get through to your loved ones. Thanks, Uncle Milty.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate you. And tomorrow, Dr. Paul Gooch and also Allison, our relationship guru. All kinds of things tomorrow. And of course, see you tomorrow. Be faithful, be fearless. Go to katedalyradio.com for the podcast. See you tomorrow, everybody.